Shalom Aleichem, our limud of Mishnah Yomi continues with Rosh Hashanah. We are starting the second chapter, chapter Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Im Einon Makirin Oto. If they, the high court in Yerushalayim, doesn't recognize this witness who's going to testify, Misholchin Acher Imo Lahodio. We send more witnesses with him to testify about the kashrus, the eligibility of this particular witness who's unknown to the Beis in Yerushalayim. There's an interesting note in the Bart Nura. He says, who is sending the other witnesses? Beit Din Shebeira, his own local court. So something we haven't mentioned so far in the Mishnayot themselves is that really a person doesn't just see the moon and then run off to Beis Din. He would, consult his local Orthodox rabbi or his local Orthodox Beis Din and say, hey, I think I saw the moon. And they'd say, they'd check it out with him first and then send him over to Beis Din so we don't waste anybody's time. So here, if the Beis Din doesn't know who this guy is, they're going to send character references with him, you know, so they can work out that this guy is kosher to testify and sanctify the new moon on the basis of his testimony. Barishona, originally, Hayu Mekablin Eidut HaChodesh Mikol Adam. Originally, we would accept a testimony from any man. And this, of course, excludes the gamblers and the bird racers that we discussed at the end of the last chapter yesterday. But Misha Kilkalu Aminim. But once the Hirtik started to make problems, started to make a kilkul, a problems with this testimony process, Hitkinu Shlo Yehu Mekablin Ela Min HaMakirin. They had a takona, we're only going to accept testimony from those we know, or people who are aware of the kashrus of this person testifying. Now the minim that we're talking about here are the Baitusim and the Tzadukim, and they were really, they didn't accept Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, they actually didn't like Torah Shebaal Peh either, but they knew if they rejected the entire Torah, then no one would listen to them. So they pretended they only had beef with the rabbis, they only had beef with the Torah Shebaal Peh. They really had a beef with everything, but they were trying to, gradually destroy Yiddishkeit. So they said that the Pasuk says, this was their opinion of the Baitusim, the Tzadukim, that the Pasuk says that Shavuot, that we start counting Omer, Mimocharat Shabbat, the day after the Sabbath. And then we count 7 weeks, and then we have Shavuot. So they said Shavuot always has to be a Sunday, because it's Mimocharat Shabbat, the day after Shabbat. Now, the way the sages actually understood is this is the day after Pesach. So it's the second day of Pesach. It's, the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. We have 2 day Yantav in Chutz La'aretz, but the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's the day we start counting. You know, it's the Motzei, the first night of Pesach. So after the first night of Pesach, the second night of Pesach, we start counting Omer, whatever day of the week that is. It's not necessarily a Sunday. So what the Baitusim Sudukim would do is they would try to mess up the situation so that Shavuot would fall on a Sunday. And the Gemara brings, actually, there was a story where they hired false witnesses to go to Yerushalayim, to go to the high court, to try to make Shavuot fall on a Sunday. And there was an infiltrator. There was a kosher Jew, a God-fearing Jew, who infiltrated their circle and became aware of this and volunteered to be the paid witness to go testify. And he testified some crazy stuff about the moon. And the sages realized, there was something strange going on here. So they questioned him separately. And he said, yeah, this was all a plot from the Tzadukim, the Minim. They're trying to mess it up. So from then on, they realized this potential to hire false witnesses or otherwise mess with the process. So they needed to have character witnesses. Great. On to Mishnah Beit, Barishona, originally, a similar concept. Hayom Masin Masuot. They would raise torches. And as we're going to explain later in the Mishnayot, this was a light signal. It was a signal traveling at the speed of light that they had sanctified the moon on day 29. People would know it's Rosh Chodesh, but it fell on day 30. They didn't need to because that would be, the next day would be Rosh Chodesh anyway. But if they sanctified it after 29 days of the month before, they would wave these torches. And then on the next mountain, we're going to see they had torches and they could extend the signal very quickly to a very far distance. But Mishokikola Kutim, but the Kutim would actually light the torches early to mess with Rosh Chodesh. They were not into Rosh Chodesh. Hitkinu Shehu Shluchim Yotzim. So the takana was that messengers should go out after the court sanctified the new moon. The messengers should go to Syria, to Babel, wherever they could travel, to inform them that the Chodesh had been sanctified and there was a new moon, so people would know when the holidays were, as we explained in the first parak. Zai Gesund.